Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free C Genesis ebook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this is the look on a woman's face when she sends a breakup text hoping that the guy will fight for her, and instead he just says, okay. This is what guys need to do. This guy shouldn't have even given her the dignity of those two letters, okay. He should have just thumbs up her comments. Women lose their minds if you deviate from the script and don't break up the right way from them. That shows that they are the ones that have higher value in the relationship. Never give them closure. Moving on, here's a brief history of Japan and a brief history of America. It's as if masculinity went out with a bang and was then replaced by femininity. This is simple, but a better way to understand it is to study the six ages of empire. I'll let you guess which stage we're in right now. As for Japan versus America, at least in Japan, it's an actual girl and not a dude. Looks like peace really makes a mess of things. Number three, imagine having a boomstick pointed at your head and you have to smash one of these. But don't be fooled by the trouser snake in the first woman's panties. Given the choice, I'd pull the trigger myself. Either that or take the boomstick from the person that's got it next to my head and end all five of them. We all know what Andrew Tate would go for. The femboy, he'd just push it aside and do his business. Up next, this guy says it's a normal job for him to film all of his mom's Lonely Fans videos. There's nothing normal about this. I think we're getting a 404 message here because the father is nowhere to be found. I can just hear the process now. Here's another $5 to take a sphincter shot. Hold still, mom. Click. Bro is probably going to need a lot of therapy. Then again, plot twist, they smash each other too. It wouldn't be a normal job, even if it wasn't his mom. Number five, teach women not to grape fish. A woman that was allegedly filmed performing disgusting acts with a live brown trout on a boat faces court. Why do they always say allegedly when we have video proof? Something sounds kind of fishy here. I've heard of people being dog-pilled before, but I've never heard anyone being fish-pilled. At least we now know why some vaginas smell like fish. Mystery solved. This story can't be real. Spelled R-E-E-L. I've heard of catch and release, but this must be snatch and release. Moving on, the Alien 4K remaster painstakingly adds Sigourney Weaver's beaver back. It was the 1970s and Bush was in. What was more popular than Shag Carbets or Shag Bush? Maybe her bush was a metaphor for the alien the whole time. I think we should also change her name in the credits to Sigourney Beaver. We should also be happy they didn't digitally add a trouser snake to be far more progressive. Number 7, this 19-year-old student ends himself after his 25-year-old teacher implicates him in a false grade case. It's only fair that she gets life in prison now, but she'll probably be out shortly doing the TED Talk circuit talking about how toxic masculinity is responsible for ending that guy. It's women like her that prove that you actually need to avoid all women. Up next, all those big fat-chested socialist babes under communism, you'll be starving too much to have chesticles that big. That's why Kamala Harris should win and impose price controls. It'll be fun watching all the fatties in America starving and going on a forced diet. That'll be the end of feminism and fat empowerment. I'll be watching in Canada eating my metaphorical popcorn, smiling like Michael Jackson in Thriller. Number 9, here's the look you get on your face when you realize that your dad swallows horse semen. But of course, it's only a joke, he did that. This boy also looks like he just realized that that wasn't milk he drank out of his father's refrigerator. It's also too bad that horses can't talk, because then the therapist would ask the horse where Tim Walz touched him. Where's the horse whisperer when you really need him? Moving on, this guy paid off his wife's student loans and then she filed for divorce after 2 years of marriage. Now this guy feels used. You think? She'll probably go out and tell the next guy that her ex was a narcissist and not very generous and he was cheap. And she'll probably tell the next guy that she's not a gold digger too. This is why you keep your finances separate from women and stay unmarried and free. More guys are getting the memo, so that's why the government has been forgiving student loans lately. You will either pay that money to your wife or they'll take it from you in taxes. Number 11, thanks to plastic surgery, women have been eradicating nature's warning signs that they are really witches. Careful out there, guys, because look at the before and after on this schnoz goblin. Many of them go from riding a broom to driving a taco truck. But why did this woman do this to herself? The remake of Wizard of Oz surely could have used her. Her husband is going to be pissed when the kids end up looking like the real her. Up next, this woman says that being on time is white supremacy. I guess that forcing this poor woman to be on time for her shift at the Waffle House is oppressive and sheet. Actually, being on time means accountability, which women generally are allergic to. Here's another one saying that waking up early is the root of white supremacy too. I recently heard that men are living longer than women by eating more healthy and exercising. And women, I kid you not, are now calling that longevity privilege. Number 13, this dad who humiliated his daughter by recreating her sex selfies now has twice as many followers as her. But just wait until he sees her Lonely Fools page. This base dad will out earn her there. He went hardcore getting the same mink, probably just temporary henna tattoos. This soft-looking dad never would have had to do this if he hadn't raised the slur in the first place. My only question is why did this woman think that a bandana is actually a shirt? Moving on, if you wonder if Asians make fun of Caucasians, then take a look at this. This one makes fun of Elizabeth. This woman also makes fun of white males until she sees her limited dating prospects in our community. And then suddenly she'll be getting hitched to a white guy with a mother named Elizabeth. But seriously, who knew that Asian women like this had such a great sense of humor? Number 15, so this is where we are. Guys aren't allowed to get steroids if they identify as Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the 1980s. But this guy's daughter identifies as trans so she can get all the testosterone prescriptions she wants. This guy's now trying to convince his daughter to pretend that she's trans so he can get her testosterone prescription. So this is what it comes to, giving women drugs to make women stronger, but at the same time, making men weaker. Up next, this woman who marries herself and then cheats on herself blames it on men. Of course. Even if there were no men on this planet and they didn't know what a man was, they would still blame all their problems on men. Obviously, she's just doing this for the attention while trying to piss men off. Newsflash, fluorescent-haired lady, we don't care. We just laugh at you and your ironic glasses. Number 17, here's the men's room at the Democratic Convention. But this is a lie, because they're not nearly fat enough, and whoever made this forgot to add the tampon dispenser. If you think that this is bad, then take a look at the ladies' room at the same convention. This is why they won't use the ladies' room, even though they're dressed up as ladies. Moving on, as a cartoon we didn't understand as children. But now that we know about high notch counts, it looks like Daisy Duck has been very busy with at least 13 guys before Donald. He's not even Donald Duck. He's Donald Cuck. Even the men back in the 1930s and 40s knew about female nature, it seems. I bet you that Huey, Louie, and Dewey aren't even his kids, and that they only started calling him Uncle Donald after they found out he wasn't their father. Disney needs to go back to catering to men again. Number 19, Harris as vice president did nothing, but as president she says she's going to do something. She'll do something all right. Like got the middle class and raised taxes and money printing so high as to chase the wealthy and productive out of the country. Not to mention flooding the land with even more migrants than before. Americans need to look to Canada if they want to see their future with her getting elected. But the only thing we know for sure right now is that she'll be doing some laughing nervously. Up next is base Kevin Sorbo. Once upon a time, the actor who played Hercules, saying that strong men never would have allowed what's happening to society, so that's why they attacked masculinity first. Not to mention they censor and discredit you while dragging your face through the mud as an example so that other men are afraid to stand up. One day when there's a war, they will ask for masculine men to step up. And what few there are will probably say no. Number 21, remember guys, never pay full retail price for something hundreds or maybe even thousands of guys have rented. The poor guy on the ride looks like a simp, and he doesn't even know that's probably not his child. This post is spot on, but it's literally not the same girl. For starters, where's the arm tattoo? But we know that more often than not, it's the simps that end up churning another man's butter. Moving on, this post says to have the right partner in your corner. The female wolf at the bottom is not hiding under the male. She's protecting his throat from the assailant. Something like that would never happen with humans. In fact, with humans, she'd probably be attacking his throat to help the assailant win. Don't believe me? Then look at all women choosing migrants over their own men these days. A loyal woman is an oxymoron. She's only as loyal as her options and her tingles. If a hotter wolf shows up, she's going to bail. Number 23 Cameron Diaz has decided that she would rather see her own face while aging gradually rather than a face that doesn't belong to her. There's no sense in getting work at this point because she hasn't been in a film for over 10 years. And in the next one she's going to be in Shrek 5 as just a voice. But a little bit of work on those crow feet around her eyes could be done without it being obvious. But I think she figures that Hollywood won't hire her because she's too old now. So there's no point in trying anymore. Look at the way she looked at the age of 21 versus 51. Up next, modern women demand a man with six packs, 6 feet, and six figures. And in return, they'll give you one hole that's been used 66 times. Yes, sounds like a great deal for any guy. 66 is probably also way too low, but that number is just so that it flows nicely with the rest of this. The woman available for him is probably fatherless as well. Most women are delusional, thinking that a high-value man will settle for a low-value woman. Number 25 in the last one, fans accuse Hugh Jackman and Henry Cavill of promoting unhealthy body standards. And there's Boogie, the fan in question. I'm sorry, Boogie, that you're envious of fit men that have sexual options, and that you're stuck sitting in a bathtub all alone, sulking to yourself. The reason men have unrealistic body standards is to promote fitness. It's like saying we'll aim for the stars, so we hit Mars or Jupiter. Men need to be inspired by the success of other men instead of being envious and trying to destroy those guys. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.